2 weeks ago, I preached about sheep. And then there was this recurrent joke about what animal am I going to preach about next? And so the answer is cats. Yes. Yes. And so today I present to you Lessons from a Feral Cat. Okay. I'm going to tell you the story about my life, which is that I have cats, and it's not that I'm crazy, it's just that I collect animals, and cats are easier because they take care of themselves. So, I had two cats, and they're both tabby cats, so they have stripes, and they're really pretty and stuff like that. And I wander across a stray cat in this community. It was an apartment complex. And I saw him walking by. He was 8 or 9 weeks old, and despite growing up with pets my whole life, I had never had any infant tiny ones, okay? I'd never had any baby things that I raised on my own. And I saw this cat, and I went. And I could tell you the beautiful, unselfish reasons why I was helping him and rescuing him, and he wasn't going to then make a bunch of other little cats who didn't have homes. But the true selfish reason is I was like, tabby family, my life is complete. So I set about going to rescue this cat, which was really trapping it and capturing it against its will. And if you've ever tried to do something like this before, you know kind of how it goes. You get out the food because they're hungry and feral, and you trick them into coming close, and then she's having a time with this. She loves this. She's laughing. Yeah, thank you. So that's what I did. You know, I got the little cat food out, and this little tiny kitten is there, and he's eating it, and so I grab him. Because he's small enough that I can pick him up, like, around his rib cage, and he's like, freaking out, because he didn't want to be captured. Surprise, he didn't want to come home with me and be my sweet, loving kitten. So I'm holding on to him for dear life, and he's convinced that he's about to die, right? And so I'm bringing him over to my car. He bites my arm so hard. Thank God he didn't have rabies. And I get him in the car and let him go, and he's ping-ponging against the walls of the car because, again, he's convinced he's about to die, right? Okay, so I get him home. And I'm like, yes, and I put him in the little bathroom, and I'm like, I know how to introduce him to the other cat. I'm doing all that stuff that you do when you get a new pet. And I'm like, this is going to be perfect. My cute tabby family, I get my little cat. So you know what I'm talking about. I have this dream in my head that this is going to be perfect, and he's going to love me because I rescued him. And the first lesson, spiritual lesson, I learned along this, what would be a multi-year journey, was that expectation never meets reality. Never. And sometimes it's better. And sometimes it's equal, but it's different. It's not exactly how we expected it. And sometimes it's really not at all what we wanted. And this did not turn out the way I wanted. He wanted nothing to do with me. So here I am with this cat. And I even considered at one point, like, I think I'm just going to take him back. Drop him outside where he was. I didn't do that. I kept him. So the key here is acceptance, right? That's one of the underlying principles of step one. This is one of the very first things we learn how to practice in recovery, is how to be honest and how to accept things the way that they are. One of my favorite lines from the Serenity Prayer, which is a lot longer than we say regularly, is, basically, God, help me to accept the world the way it is, not as I would have it. And that's what I was having to do with this cat. I was having to accept him the way he was, not as I was literally trying to force him to be. Thus, the second lesson, there's very little that I actually have control over in this world. Not even a kitten. So you can imagine, if I can't control this kitten, I'm definitely not going to be able to control other people in my life, or the weather outside, or what goes on at work. Like, all of this is a fact of just getting used to the fact that the control I have is really within me, and in how I handle the fact that my cat doesn't love me. So, go on in this journey, and I'm thinking he'll learn the other cats love me and he'll figure out I'm safe. No. What he learned was that he liked the other cats, not me. So he bonded really strongly with this orange male cat that I had, and they're like enmeshed. They like sleep next to each other and stuff. And that was his protector, and that was what he felt comfortable with. So sometimes the lesson here is about like community, right? Sometimes the new is very scary, and we need to find people along the journey to help us along the way. I like to think of Linus, my orange cat, as his little sponsor. Aww. This is how you live in a community with a human, right? So I had to give up at that point. Like, he was going to be what he was going to be, and if he wanted to be best friends with Linus and never have anything to do with me, I mean, that was the way that it was going to be. Again, acceptance, lack of control. But one of the amazing things is if you are patient, which I am not, do not ever ask God to teach you patience. You will regret it. Is if you apply patience to these kind of situations with the acceptance of things as they are, things will begin to change on their own. And so, little by little, he got more comfortable with me. He would sleep on the bed only if Linus was there. He would not run away as fast when I approached him. Little things like that, right? Yes! Exactly. And little by little, he started to change. And I'm not going to give you like the full report. I will just say now what we have is that I wake up at night and he's sleeping on top of me. Yeah. Or I'm sitting on the couch and he literally jumps on the couch and crawls up because he craves to be next to me and he wants to be petted. And he doesn't need his big brother around. He's actually much more affectionate than that weirdo. I will never be able to fix that cat. But once I took my hands off of it and just let it be, the changes happened on their own. And this is where gratitude comes in. Sometimes it's so hard for us to feel gratitude because things do not look like we want them to look. But this acceptance and this patience practice means every little step on this journey, I felt overwhelming gratitude for what was happening. Every little change that he exhibits, I feel gratitude about. It's kind of like being a parent and watching our children start to learn the world around them and see people and smile. It's like every little thing we have gratitude and amazement and wonder for. Your baby doesn't say their first word and you go, really, is that all you have? You know what I mean? Like, you appreciate what they are giving you. And so gratitude is to be found in this process too, that it's about progress and not perfection. So lastly, I want to talk to you about how this is one giant metaphor for recovery, if that's not obvious. And I think it's that a lot of us are this feral cat. His name's Huckleberry, by the way. A lot of us are just like Huckleberry. We're out there on our own. We're doing it. We think we're surviving. We're making it. And we think that's the best life has to offer. And it's very limiting. And it's very isolated. And we're just trying to survive. And we think that's what life is survival. And then we get brought into this community of recovery with this higher power that some of us call God. Even when we don't want it, even when we feel like we've been captured and trapped into this space, right? What we learn is that there's so much more to this. And that there's a way to live and not just survive. And so I think that's what God does for us, is God provides the care whether or not we're ready to receive it. And God is patient and accepting of us where we are in that journey. And God feels overwhelming wonder and gratitude for every step we make towards getting closer to being that little cat curled up next to God, wanting and craving that affection and that attention and to be close. So if you've been living your life like a feral cat, struggling to just try to survive, thinking you can do it on your own, I hope, especially with all the shares today that have emphasized the community and not doing it on your own. That you see when you give up and you surrender to this process and to this community and to a power greater than you that cares about you, whether or not you're ready to receive it, that you will find there's much more to life than just surviving. Amen.